Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 10th day of March, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we didn't even get our 3 snowflakes. It was nothing to look at. It was a no-go. The 3 snowflakes. We're going to be so goddamn dry this summer. It's scary. Let's see. Oh, we're going to talk. Man, as you know, people are sitting on your asses, polishing your fucking guns and talking about patriotism. These goddamn communists are digging in. They are entrenching in your goddamn country. They are spreading like fucking, like malaria. You talk about a fucking, yeah, yes, go ahead.
Sorry, I want to let you know ahead of time the broadcast is down.
Okay.
Well, broadcast is down, and then when I try to click on the direct link for major players, that's showing a 404 not found error.
Really?
Yep.
Just a second. We'll see what Laura can... Just a second. We'll get it here. We had to restart the computer before we started the program again.
Okay, should be good.
How's it now, Misty?
It's up.
All righty then. Thank you for letting me know.
Uh-huh.
I do appreciate it. All right. Like I was saying, while we're sitting here on our asses polishing our guns, these communists are fucking entrenching into this country and fucking transforming this goddamn country, and ain't nobody doing a goddamn thing about it. Political Science Department displays Mao Zedong. Dung is in shit. Bust on campus. This is from Campus Reform, sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And people better understand, they're tearing down our fucking history, and they're putting up goddamn communist fucking statues and shit. Mao Zedong, that fucking murdering son of a bitch. And you fucking people, you stand there like a bunch of cowards when they come and tear the fucking statues down. And they've been in this country for fucking, 100 or 150 fucking years, and then you let them put this shit up, and you don't do nothing? Why don't you walk out there like you got some goddamn balls, rip those motherfuckers down, and grind them into the dirt? This is unfucking believable. A bust of Chinese communist revolutionary and mass murderer Mao Zedong is on display at Washburn University at the Political Science Department. Really? And you fucking people are letting this happen? You goddamn fucking cowards. You're going to get what you fucking deserve. When it hits the jungle, there's going to be nobody to tell nobody to fucking stop. You better fucking realize that, you fucking cocksuckers going along with this, and you fucking cocksuckers that are putting up these goddamn communist goddamn statues of fucking mass murderers. You think you're going to mass murder in this country? Give it or a fucking go. The case features multiple political figures, with the infamous communist revolutionary bust being among the largest on display. Grant Armstrong, a lecturer in the Kansas University Political Science Department, told Campus Reform that the bust has been on display for at least 2 years. You're fucking got Mao Zedong fucking statues. You're letting them tear your fucking statues down of the history of the United States of these America. And you fucking are letting them put up fucking communist goddamn statues. You fucking cunts better get out there and tear that fucker down. And anybody gets in your fucking way, you better shoot them. You better find out what son of a bitch put it up there and fucking do his ass too. Communism is repugnant to individualism. It is collectivism. This is fucking goddamn overturning your fucking goddamn government, which is that unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791, known as your Bill of Rights, dumbasses. You let this fucking happen, you're worthless as shit on a fucking dog's ass. Armstrong characterized the bust, which sits next to a figure of Bernie Sanders. Fucking what do you people don't see this shit? You see it and you do nothing. You say, there ain't nothing I can do. I might as well polish my gun for a fucking while. We have fucking the most fucking goddamn firepower on this goddamn planet. We're putting up with this fucking shit because of a bunch of fucking cowards. And that's all you can call yourselves. You let this fucking shit exist on the fucking campuses. You go out there and you fucking sweat your ass off and hand your money over these motherfuckers so they can buy fucking statues of fucking goddamn communist fucking mass murderers and put them on your goddamn campus and then teach your fucking kids that's the way it should be. And you wonder why they came out to be such little fucking bastards, huh? You're worthless. You're fucking worthless. You mothers, you don't raise your fucking kids. You pawn them off. If you wanted a fucking career, why did you have a fucking kid? That's what I want to know. My mom used to say some people should have pups and some people should have fucking kids. And there is a goddamn difference. Armstrong, let's see. Next to Bernie Sanders, according to a photograph obtained by Campus Reform, as troubling. Troubling? You ain't ripped that motherfucker down and squashed it with a fucking bulldozer yet? Call yourself goddamn Americans. Don't do it. If you're fucking American, I'm a fucking American national. You're just a fucking citizen of the fucking New World Order, you fucking cowardly cocksuckers. You wonder how goddamn communism takes over. This is how. You seen any goddamn bullets flying? You see them kicking anybody's fucking ass, except maybe some fucking lone person by Antifa on the streets of Portland, and that lone person better not fucking be me. There'll be fucking dead bodies laying all fucking around me. You attack my ass. It's bigger than any American political figure, Armstrong said. It's emblematic of academia today. No, it isn't. Who's this fucking Armstrong? What's this fucker doing? Does this fucker walk your streets? You don't know where this son of a bitch lives? This communist cocksucker? This goddamn traitor to this country? This insurgent? Mao Zedong was a Chinese communist. I know exactly who that fucker was. And anybody that don't know who he was is just fucking born under a fucking rock. You fucking parents there. Where in the hell is this again? Reform, I'm Chinese, Washburn University, wherever in the hell that is. Mao Zedong was a Chinese communist leader who was responsible for upwards of 45 million deaths. And you try about 200 million fucking deaths. That's a fucking, it's just like every fucking number. They're going to lie down the goddamn bad numbers and they're going to lie up the fucking good, the numbers that they want you to fucking believe. Like, no, 90% of the people want to blow their own fucking brains out and for the communist cause. You know, oh, okay. I'll follow the wiper. 45 million deaths during the Chinese Communist Revolution and is considered the largest mass murderer in history. And his fucking bust is sitting on your goddamn campus you fucking paid for. That you fucking pay for every fucking day. That takes fucking goddamn the money out of your goddamn paycheck. and you fucking allow it. The first place, you're allowing them to take your goddamn money without due process of the law. You're just a fucking slave anyway. Are you getting used to it? Are you getting used to being a fucking slimy ass communist? Because once you get used to it, that goddamn iron hand's going to come out of that velvet glove, and you motherfuckers are going to have some fucking problems. That old lady from your Romania, fucking, she laid it fucking out plain and simple. It's the same shit they did in Romania. She grew, she was always wonderful. The empowerment of her as a woman. She thought, oh God, man, it was just goddamn, it was like shit milkshake. Until they got it established and fucking held in place and had the goddamn backing of fucking guns. So, as long as we got our guns, we can go throw these fucking trash motherfuckers out of our country anytime we want. But you fucking people are fucking unbelievable. They put up a goddamn statue like that down at this goddamn school. That motherfucker won't last. I guarantee you. The fucking people that put it up are going to get the fucking shit beat out of them. You fucking commie motherfuckers. You're goddamn, that's treason. That's high fucking treason. You sons of bitches. 60,000 motherfuckers dead in fucking Vietnam. 30,000 in fucking Korea. What the fuck were they dying for again? What the fuck was that while we were already under fucking communism? Oh, that's right, to stop the spread of international communism so that you do not have goddamn statues of Mao Zedong out on your goddamn campuses so that you're not fucking under communist fucking goddamn dictatorial rule. And fuck this goddamn anti-capitalism. They're the most capitalist motherfuckers that ever breathed air. That's why they're buying up your goddamn country right now. Fucking front of you. You think that's the people's fucking move? Or is that the goddamn international corporate mafia motherfuckers practicing what they call capitalism? Vulture fucking capitalism. And you know, I was watching a thing, you know, me and Jamal had a fucking argument a while back about that fucking capitalism. And I'll tell you, back in 1924, you could not, unless you were a fucking American, you were a nationalized American, you could not fucking buy land in this country. And you got goddamn the Chinese government buying up your goddamn fucking farmlands. You fucking idiots. Bottom line is, we're going to whip them. It's just how many of you stupid fuckers are going to have to die and to get to up to fucking snuff for how much you let this shit get entrenched in your country. That's all. That's the fucking equation you got to work with. The display case is largely dominated by liberal and democratic. Fuck your liberalists. Fuck your democratic shit. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't understand shit from Shinola. There's one fucking set of laws in this goddamn country, and it is about individualism. Communism is about collectivism. They are repugnant to one another. You have one or you have the other, not both together. Got it? So you want to be another fucking ant? Then you're a fucking communist. If you want to be a fucking goddamn individual, then you're going to have to fucking go with that Bill of Rights. I'm sorry. I know you goddamn industrial. I mean, the people out there making fucking money, they're the ones that really don't give a fucking. I was reading some article the other day or some kind of shit like that. And they were talking about it, you know, that fucking, you know, the filthy rich, the 1% down to the 10%, you know, the 10% and the 1%, they don't care that gas is going up to fucking $10 a gallon. It's really not going to affect them because, you know, they've got, it's not, well, it wouldn't. It's just going to put all the poor people the foot and confine you to your fucking house. Are you going to allow it? Or are you going to start ripping shit up? Let them know you ain't going to fucking take it. It's going to cost you more to fuck with this than to leave us alone, you motherfuckers. And you want to go to guns? Let's fucking do it. You fucking have been threatening us for goddamn 50 fucking years. Get off your fucking cunts and get to fucking doing it. Didn't think so. Armstrong believes acceptance by the unbothered and sympathetic college speaks louder volumes on the state of the academia at Washburn and beyond. It sure as hell does. You fucking people calling yourself goddamn Americans, you're allowing your kids to be communized. You motherfuckers don't know. The thing is, you're stupid. They never, when they teach you about communism, they, oh, this wonderful thing, fucking, and goddamn history. Go look at the fucking history. Go look at fucking Russia. Go look what the communists did there. That's where communism was fucking, I mean, really came into fucking real, it's fucking real being, isn't it? How many murdered? 60 million in the goddamn gulags run by goddamn Jewish rabbis? Huh? You fucking let them teach this shit to your kid. Well, of course, mom, she's got to go to work. She wants to have a career. That's what women do. They have fucking careers. They shit their fucking kids out and hand them over to the fucking state to be communized. They're shitting out little communists. You're worthless cunts. May you rot in fucking hell, and you are going to pay for what you've done, just like the French women did for sleeping with the fucking enemy. We'll cut all your fucking hair off and cut a T in your fucking forehead, traitor. You better get a handle on it. Because when this shit breaks loose, like I said, there's not going to be nobody that's going to come up and go, whoa, hold it, guys, just a minute, let's talk about this. It's going to fucking be like a bomb blowing up the whole goddamn country. I don't give a fuck what nobody else has told you. Oh, it's going to be little spot fires here. No, it ain't. People are itching. The fucking real Americans are fucking itching, man. All they need is just one fucking event. And this powder keg's going off. Go on a little more here. Florida University of Florida named study room after Karl Marx. What in the fuck is going on in this country, people? Why are you allowing it? Is it because, you can come up with all kinds of fucking issues. Well, you know, you're cunts. You are fucking cowards. My generation won't fucking allow it. The generation before me, man, you'd put up something like that when I was a kid. Are you fucking kidding me? You fucking even tried to talk communism up, you would be pounded into the fucking ground or the pavement, wherever you were fucking at. Plain and simple. And I'll guarantee you no fucking jury would convict. He said, what? Fuck that communist. I guess he got his fucking ass stomped. You just didn't say it. You really fucking didn't, people. People feared to fucking say communist. I mean, that was just, you know, coming off the fucking Vietnam War. Coming off the Korean War to the Vietnam War. Communism was fucking what? It was understood what that goddamn nasty fucking shit was. You fucking acted like you've been in social, say socialism. You want to get your fucking mouth busted and all your teeth knocked out? Fucking say it. That's how it was. And you fucking tried some communist shit, man. You end up in a goddamn ditch. Now, the fucking industrialists, they weren't no fucking better. They were trying to slave the fucking... Well, we just lost our goddamn broadcast. Hang on a second. Un segundo. Dirty son of a bitches. You don't like it, huh? Motherfuckers. Coming back online. Oh, yeah, you sons of bitches. I ain't going to stop. You communist cunts. Everyone communist, one of you is a cunt. You have no balls. You have fucking never fought in your whole fucking life. All you've ever done is manipulate others to kill each other for fucking an ideology. Ideology that they fucking, that you fucking sold them is like a pig in a poke. You're bullshit. You're punks. There's nothing to you but fucking goddamn air. You see a fucking real fucking man, a real fucking American stand up, you'd piss your fucking pants before you even got up to slap your fucking face. You don't fight, you sleaze bags. You worm yourself around. You slime around. I've seen your ilk. I've knocked the fuck out of a ton of you and enjoyed every fucking punch. And I would enjoy another. The University of Florida has named a collaborative study space after socialist revolutionary Karl fucking Marx, that dirty piece of fucking communist shit. Now, this ain't this. They've always, all the time I was growing up, it was capitalism or communism. We're capitalists and we're not communist. Capitalism. Communists are capitalists. This whole goddamn capitalist bullshit and this fascist bullshit is all the same bullshit. It's called control bullshit. Control with the fucking, attach it to a name to it. It's called democracy today. It's called progressivism. It's called conservatism. Because every fucking one of you practice it. Remember the days when conservatives were about smaller? We're about smaller government and less government regulation. That was when they were fucking using it to fucking, so that they could fucking work little kids 14 fucking hours a day. The fucking goddamn robber barons. Fucking kill the fucking corporations, kill the fucking ruling class, and your fucking problems are over. You get rid of the fucking corporation, reinstate the fucking Bill of Rights, and you can have a happy fucking life, a prosperous fucking life, where somebody else isn't sucking off your fucking labor so they can sit on their fucking asses and fucking actually fucking sit higher than you on the goddamn, on a throne. You people have got to push this goddamn monarchism away because that's what it really is. That's what the goddamn fucking capitalism is. It's monarchism. The man with the gold making the rules. I mean, the man, you know, well, we got a right to go and buy things. And a man, I got a right. I own the business to work people for fucking, watch their kids starve as they're out there working, trying to make enough and starving themselves to give their kids enough to starve on. You fucking dog shit eating motherfuckers, you're no better than Karl fucking Marx and you're going down too. Each man is an individual. We'll fucking tap the resources of this country and we will have that goddamn debt-free currency we were guaranteed to, you motherfuckers. You think you can just slipshod any fucking thing? I mean, goddamn you people, fuck you, forget you have guns? You forget how far your fucking guns will shoot? You forget how many of you there are? You could end this shit in a day. If you had the goddamn balls, and you got, but of course you got to watch out for the motherfuckers that are the you know, I'm a part of industry. I'm a capitalist. You know, the little capitalists, the little fuckers who are playing the fucking game. I'll tell you, you might be a capitalist today, but you're a capitalist in an unlawful fucking system. Everything you're doing is against the fucking law. No matter what you fucking say, every contract you've written, every contract you fulfilled, every fucking dollar you have fucking acquired, you have acquired through a fucking easily duck soup fucking provable fucking fraud, and you don't get to keep it. So you keep fucking with us, man. You just keep fucking with the people in the jungle. And we're going to take it all away from you. We're going to rub your fucking face in dog shit. Before you go into the ocean to wash off swimming 200 fucking miles to get your admiralty. Because what is running this country today is a fucking fraud. It's been a fraud since, well, fuck, in 1869 when the first goddamn martial law was declared in violation of, hell, before that, the slavery in the fucking, after the fucking, after the uprising that was hijacked by the same, by the king's fucking men, and call the Revolutionary War. That, after that, Bill of Rights was fucking made law, December 15, 1791. Everything that these motherfuckers have done has been in violation of the fucking law. Keeping that goddamn jurisdictional authority through the Constitution that never existed and the guy, and an Attorney General's office that cannot, that fucker just went down again. Hang on, guys. They're not liking it. Un segmento. Keep turning off. We'll keep turning it on. It's just like the fucking other thing. You say COVID-19. We say COVID-19 doesn't exist four fucking times. We're not going to stop. You're not going to fucking stop us with your fucking bullshit. We can push fucking buttons. I can sit here all fucking day if I choose to. Might as well just get it the fuck out of the way, communist punk bitch, little whore. You nothing little son of a bitch. Back to it. And don't forget that these goddamn, these robber baron motherfuckers, they love the communists. They call themselves capitalists. They are not fucking capitalists. They are not, it's the free enterprise system that we were guaranteed in this fucking country, and that was for all of us. It wasn't for a fucking handful of these son of a bitches to go and get fucking contracts for goddamn, all of our fucking oil that belongs to all of us. Well, I'm gonna give it to my buddy Fred here from down at the goddamn lodge, our goddamn Lord fucking cocksucker from over in goddamn Ireland's coming over, and he's got a big bunch of money to bribe with. So he's gonna get the goddamn oil fucking leases on our land. I didn't fucking agree. You show me where I signed my fucking name. If you can't, I put a bullet through your fucking head. Because you took what was mine without due process of the law. That is high treason. That gets you a bullet in your fucking head. You're not going to sell this fucking shit. And I tell you, the closer we get to this election, the more of this shit you're going to fucking see, too. They're going to say, these guys are going to be throwing this fucking shit out there. The other side's going to be throwing the other fucking shit out there. But neither one of them is fucking the goddamn what the law is intended to be in this country, which is the fucking written, ratified, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You got the fascists, and we're capitalists, and we're making jobs. I don't want your fucking job, bitch. What I want you is to fuck, I want you fucking on the gallows for what you've done, because you have fucking broken enough laws to equate to fucking sedition and treason. I want to watch you fucking do the shit dance, and then I'm taking every fucking thing you got, and we're going to fucking have this country the way it was fucking supposed to be. An even playing field. You don't get to come here from fucking goddamn England. You don't get to come here from fucking goddamn Ireland or Scotland as a fucking lord from over there with a ton of fucking goddamn outside fucking currency and come in here and fucking bribe the fucking phony motherfuckers who have no fucking authority to give this fucking land away. Because they've never taken it from we the people. Hey, you fucking, you cocksuckers are gonna, every one of you is gonna hang. You really think you could take our fucking land from us? Give it a fucking go. It's gonna be a hot fucking work site. Any of you son of a bitches that go to work for them? Man, I fucking wouldn't wanna be you. It's gonna get nasty. Let's see here. A picture obtained by Campus Reform Marxist name can be seen on a plaque labeling the space in Library West a group study room. Where in the hell is this at? Florida. In fucking Florida, you fucking... Where are you at, DeSantis? You a little communist whore too, you little bitch? A small inscription labels Marx as a philosopher, radical economist, and revolutionary critic. Critic? Really? Library West is part of the Georgia A. Smathers library system. The description credits Marx as being the, quote, founder of scientific socialism. Well, right there, get your ass fucking hung. You're putting up, you're trying to teach the children of the United States of America based on fucking individualism. Our fucking goddamn only law in this country, the founding document of this country, that fucking Bill of Rights, is founded on goddamn individualism, and you're teaching them fucking collectivism. That's enough to fucking hang your ass right there, you cock-sucking traitor. You go down. You said, like I've said it before, you know, fucking 30, 40 years ago, everybody said, no, this day that I, like I'm sitting here reading this, it can never, this can never happen. This can never happen. It can never, oh, no, don't even, that's why you sat on your fucking ass and let it happen. You weren't paying fucking attention. You were chasing mammon, weren't you? Man, I get enough mammon. I could be a capitalist too. You fucking didn't even know that the goddamn fucking that mammon you were chasing was fucking debt. It wasn't to the positive. It wasn't fucking black ink. It was red fucking ink. And that's how they got control of this whole fucking country, because the whole fucking country's run on red ink. Dumbasses. We'll be right back.
From deep in the darkness, and this mountain came on through. Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back.
to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Hogjaw with Come Get Some. Everyone wants the video for that? I mean, they're fucking niggas are out there. Where are you fucking people? All you have moved the cities and become faggots? Karl Marx, really? You'd have tried that shit fucking, like I said, even when I was fucking in my 20s or even my 30s. God almighty, help your ass. The whole goddamn town would have been over there. They'd have ripped your fucking ass to goddamn pieces. Communist pigs. Cowards. You never fought no fucking buddy in your fucking lives. I was watching a thing on a fucking Stalin the other day on one of these documentaries. And man, it was showing it. I mean, all the stuff I'd read, how they fucking sleaze in. When the fucking, because they were already having a goddamn revolution, when the people would like storm one of the czar's fucking castles or whatever, then if they were fucking winning, they'd jump in and they'd shoot. And it was a communist move is what happened. There's three fucking communists there and fucking, 30,000 fucking people that actually did it. And then when they fucking, when it came to the point of the czar had lost the goddamn fucking, his kingdom. Well, they said, it was this communist that did it. No, you fucking cowardly bastards. I know what you are. You fucking are the most cowardly fucking people on the planet. That's why they want you to be a communist, don't you know? So you have no fucking backbone. So you have no fucking balls. So that a goddamn person who couldn't roll you over if you were dead can fucking act like they're fucking, rough you up and put you in a closet. I mean, these little fucking four-eyed little fuckers that don't weigh 150 fucking pounds. And these fucking men taking this shit. Those goddamn Russians, hey, man, that's why you don't fucking talk your tough shit with me, Russian. Look what they fucking did to you. God damn, like Stolen Easton said, God damn, if they just had an ambush set every night for fucking whoever came through the door, fuck, there's two more fucking, three more fucking guns. They'd come with three fucking people and take a fucking 100. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty, those people had to be fucking spineless. You know what they're going to do to you. It ain't no goddamn secret. You can see the trucks going by at night with the fucking, big old fucking dump trucks full of bodies. You do understand where you're headed and you won't even fucking fight? Now you have this shit here. I mean, I don't know. What do you fucking people in Florida? Hey, men down there in Florida, you fuckers wearing dresses now? You bunch of fucking pussies? Allowing this fucking shit to exist? The unique event of the influence of Marx, materialistic explanation of the working of society. This fucking piece of shit, Marx. I would love to, I just get him. I wish he was here. I could just go downstairs, go out in the fucking yard, and just fucking rip his fucking ass to pieces. I would beat him to death with my bare fucking hands and enjoy it. Come in and eat a bloody fucking steak when I got done. Follow this fucking punk. Who wants all the men to be women and all the women to be men? Yeah, that's fucking natural. That's your natural right, I guess, huh? You have everything here, and it's fucking written in law. You just don't have the goddamn guts to fucking back it. Marxist materialist explanation of the working society, economics, history inevitably saw Marx's theory extend in influences to literary criticism. The plaque reads, Marx is also credited with laying the foundation for the rise of the socialist and communist movements throughout the fucking world. Are you going to let the United States of America become a fucking communist country? Are you that big a pussies? You fucking are the biggest army on the goddamn planet. But the ones of you that are fucking sucking up to this shit, You know, when we step out of the fucking jungle, do you think we even think about you? You've already shown that you ain't got no goddamn guts. You'll fucking run and piss your pants and lay down in your own shit when you see us a-coming at you. You're no threat to us. And you communists are no threat to us. It's just pissing me off that it's taking so long because I should be enjoying my goddamn life right now instead of sitting here fucking telling you dumbasses what you fucking should already know. Who fucking raised you? Was your dad a fucking pussy? Was your grandpa a fucking pussy? Do you come from a line of pussies? All you people that are around this goddamn shit and you fucking just, I could get in trouble. What about the men who fucking, at Lexington and Concord, you think when they came down in the fuck out of the hills with their goddamn guns that they figured they might be a little bit of trouble? But they weren't gonna be goddamn slaves. They weren't gonna be owned by anybody. Nobody else was gonna fucking dictate their will to them. They were going to be free or dead. They put their goddamn liberty way above their fucking lives. They marched fucking 12-year-old kids out on a fucking battlefield. They meant it. That's how come they got it. And then we were supposed to, all we had to do was maintain it. We seen it being breached. We fucking killed the son of a bitches breaching it. We wouldn't be living in this goddamn hell we're living in. Goddamn, look at what's going on around you. This shit over there in Ukraine. Where the goddamn, you know that goddamn Hunter Biden, that's where their goddamn mafia family for the Bidens operates out of. Goddamn. And not only was there not an investigation, but now we're going to fucking go, we got to send them guns and go over there for Joe fucking Biden's goddamn mafia, the big guy. The big guy without a brain and shit in his pants. Yeah, that's a communist for you. That Hunter Biden, too, what a fucking perv little fucker he is, too. Okay, the Karl Marx Group study room is one of 14 other reserved spaces where students can schedule a time to collaborate. The rooms vary. Hey, you what, you little fuckers? When you're 18, 19, 20 years old, I'll whip a whole goddamn room full of you, and I'm 60 fucking years old. Where are the fucking men in this goddamn country? You let these fucking children, with this Khmer Rouge? Pretty soon there'll be goddamn grade school kids walking around telling you what to fucking do and shoving fucking Karl Marx in your fucking face and Mao Zedong. Little fucking kids, you ever watch The Killing Field, you stupid asses? And all them people just got killed basically because they're cowards. They didn't fight. I don't know what kind of armament they had, but by God, we got armament up the fucking yin-yang. There is no goddamn excuse for this shit to be going on in this country. It is fucking treason. It is high fucking treason. And it is sedition. Just to even talk about this shit, let alone doing it, putting up busts of Mao Zedong and naming rooms after Karl Marx. This has happened in just a couple of fucking generations, and it's happened because the fucking man ain't being the fucking man and the woman ain't being the fucking woman. This country for fucking 200 and some odd years, the man went to fucking work and he fucking took care of his family. The woman stayed home and raised that fucking family. It used to be called an occupation, a homemaker did. You're a homemaker. Oh, we got to free you, sister. You should have a career. And fuck your kids. What'd you have those kids for? Why did you have those kids? Why did you have them? So you could watch them suffer under communism because you're too fucking worthless to stop it. Oh, I'm busy. I got to go do my job because I'm chasing mammon. And it ain't even fucking real. It's fucking debt. God damn, people are stupid. Okay, where are we? Karl Marx group study room is one of 14 other reserved spaces where students can schedule a time to collaborate. The rooms vary in capacity, ranging from groups of two teams of 12. The Karl Marx room holds the largest occupancy. I'm sure it fucking does. And to all you fucking parents, you little son of a bitches, you know, you're in your fucking 20s and 30s. I'll stomp your fucking ass. You're nothing. If you can't stand up to a goddamn communist, you ain't even fucking, don't call yourself a fucking man. Maybe it's best that you wear a fucking dress. And start, and you know, just, it's a lot fucking safer than actually fucking duking it out with somebody, isn't it? A guy could get hurt. Fucking standing up like a man. And protecting his goddamn family. Protecting his goddamn freedom. Oh, so much easier to say, well, I think that they're probably right, and it's so much easier to act like a woman. It will be. That woman from Romania was quite clear on that. Oh, and the fucking men. But man, when that fucking iron hand comes out of that fucking velvet glove, it's not so fun anymore. Because you find out that you are a goddamn fucking nameless, faceless slave. Even say individualism, get your fucking ass sent to a re-education camp. And you will have already handed over your, man, they're going to love getting these polished guns. They're like brand fucking new. Ain't never been used for the fucking purpose they were intended for. Like the guy said in the song just now, I'll burn in hell before I'll sell my rights away from me. You're going to have to fucking take me, motherfuckers. And there's a hell of a lot like me all across this country. I know that you don't got to own the fucking media. You fucking got your Chinese brethren running the fucking internet. So you think that you're going to fucking just throw this shit. You guys are already beat. Oh, well, okay, we'll just go ahead and lay down the largest fucking army in the fucking world. We'll just go ahead and lay down our fucking weapons and the men can put on wigs and fucking false tits. The women can put on rubber dicks and we can, hey, we'll all be joyous fucking communists in the communist utopia. Cowards, cowards, cowards. It's the only word that comes to my mind. In addition, Marx notably names who have helped transcribe and the political landscape include founding father Benjamin Franklin. Oh, the Hellfire Club. The freak, the geek, the motherfucker that went over there and started. Well, actually, he's the one that got him over here trying to, the king over here trying to take everything from everybody and started the uprising. He's the one that went over there and told the king, you know, everybody over there, they got a whole lot of shit, man. They own land. They got goddamn wealth. It's just the average guy. No, the king said, the average person has wealth. That wealth is mine. They belong to me. So what they have belongs to me. And Benny's the one that went over there and did that dirty son of a bitch. And he manipulated right through it. He's a goddamn high mason, a member of the Hellfire Club. Look that one up. That's one of your fucking founding fathers you were taught to worship as a fucking kid. They started on our generation. I remember they were teaching history up until seventh grade. Then they went to social studies. Studying other cultures like I give a monk's fuck about other cultures. Places like Ukraine. Shove your fucking shit up your ass. Fight for your own fucking freedom or fucking die. I do not care. Close the borders of my goddamn country, and that's a goddamn order from the sovereign talking to you motherfuckers. You close the borders and you get out of every goddamn United Nations, United any goddamn, every international fucking organization that you think you could put us into in violation of the 9th article of our goddamn ratified law. The law of we the people. The law of December 15, 1791. Do it. Do it. And do, well, you're still going to hang. What the fuck? I guess you better not. Because this is good. This has to be settled with fucking guns. Plain and simple, and more people, hey, I'll tell you what, man, I cannot believe how many people are waking up to this shit. And I mean, you're not having to talk to them, they're asking. They're asking so many fucking questions. How can they do it? Well, they can't. And then I have to sit down and I have to explain. I've explained this shit 10,000 times in the last 10 years. But in the beginning, you know, fuck, it was hard to get the people to fucking just to copy. Hey, you know what? You're the fucking boss here. You're the sovereign of this goddamn country. You, as an individual. There's nobody above you. Nobody can tell you what to do. You are autonomous. That is, you rule yourself. That's what self-rule means. It doesn't mean that Barack Obama tells you what to fucking do and you're self-rule because, well, I went and I participated in a fraudulent election and somebody said that this Kenyan fella fucking won, so I got to do what he tells me. I mean, I hear this shit all the time. Well, we're going to go on to something else here before we run out of time because I want to get to this. Is that it? No. Oh, yeah, here we are. You guys are going to love this. Mayorkas. You know, that's the son of a bitch. Now, when Barack Obama, before he fucking did DACA, he said 25 fucking times, and oh, yeah, he was a constitutional professor, don't you know? The Constitution that never existed. The fucking floating, we can change it at will, fucking piece of shit paper that was taken care of with the fucking Bill of Rights. He said 25 fucking times, I do not have the authority to grant a fucking asylum to these fucking DACA little bastards that were brought over here on fucking purpose so that they could steal from your fucking children their goddamn future. Which is your children are now adults and they're fucking taking their fucking jobs. They're taking their houses. You have the goddamn American national. Well, Jefferson said it. You'll wake up homeless on the continent that you fucking, your forefathers conquered. And now they're talking about you better, if you're homeless, you're going to have to go to a mental hospital. Boys, talk about the Soviet Union. You go in the store, you look at the fucking shelves, looks like Soviet Union to me. Looks like it to me, man. What the hell was that son of a bitch's name over there at RBM? I hated that little bastard. But he's the one that said, I mean, fucking like, man, when I first started doing this, when I was broadcasting over there, and he, goddamn, what the hell is his name? Anyway, he said that when it was, this whole fucking plan was to Sovietize the Americas, America. He said, Rivera, thank you. Mike Rivera. Little son of a bitch and communist little prick. He worked with them. He was a part of the fucking cabal. And this, he told it right off, just like, this is the way it's going to be. Mike Rivera ain't got no goddamn balls. He is a goddamn little communist coward, a spineless little punk. Who couldn't fucking crack an egg with a goddamn sledgehammer. But still, he said it. He said, yeah, we're going to be just like Russia. We're going to be just like Russia. And we're going to have elite just like Russia. And just like China. And China does have elite. What happened to that goddamn fucking communism where everybody is fucking, you know, to each his ability, to each his need? That kind of fucking kind of dissolved away once everybody fucking went for the stupidity. Well, I don't know. Su Tang had to kill. I don't care what they say. He killed 120 million if he killed one. But after it was forced upon him, it was a whole different fucking story. And even in this country, the people, you know, starting to go, hey, man, what's all this thing about no more gas, man? I can't even go down to the protest. Oh, don't worry. George Soros will buy your fucking gas to go down there and spout fucking Marxism and talk about a goddamn. I mean, I have seen it on the stupid box. Son of a bitches standing in the streets of this United States of America, fucking 120,000 dead fucking Americans in Vietnam and fucking Korea and saying, we're having a Marxist revolution. We're having a Marxist revolution. Well, that is goddamn high fucking treason. That is goddamn insurrection. And the fucking, and the police, and you go to fucking go beat the hell out of that motherfucker. And I'll tell you what, the guy in the fucking uniform, that goddamn Blackwater USA who was hired to fucking back the fucking communists, because see, they got no goddamn balls. You go to whipping up on them and fucking here come they had to hire balls. But I'll tell you what, hired balls, there ain't enough of you on this goddamn planet. We will wipe, they'll be burning their goddamn little suits that you guys fear so much. You guys fear the clothes. That's what really blows me away. To be afraid of something, somebody's, because of the clothes they're wearing. Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief, this is from Breitbart, by the way. A pro-migration border chief is offering work permits to hundreds of thousands of young migrants who were smuggled into the United States via the unaccompanied alien children pipeline. These are the cartels smuggling them in. Now, goddamn, Barack Obama said 25 times he couldn't do it, and he did it, and it was challenged, and they said that he couldn't do it. But then, you know, Trump, we remember what Trump said, don't we? We're going to fucking go, what did he say about that DACA kids, man? I'm going to go ahead and turn this up to make sure you hear this really clear. So we're going to see, what did Trump say he was going to do when he got in there now?
My first hour in office, those people are gone.
The first hour, people.
We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants. 5 million.
And, of course, he did exactly as he said he would, didn't he? You think these fuckers might be lying? When are you going to just step back and say, all right, God damn it. There they are. I see the other side of the fence. That fence is goddamn as plain as the goddamn wall I'm looking at. That fence is there, and they're on the other side of it, and they're trying to take over my goddamn country and make a fucking international slave out of me. They want everything I fucking own, including my fucking being, my will, my freedom, my liberty. Your forefathers had the goddamn balls to fight the fucking largest fucking army on the planet at the time, before they would be enslaved, because they put fucking their liberty above their fucking lives. And that's what you have to do if you want fucking liberty. It was the generations thereafter who fucking, they did it for mammon. I mean, the groups of them, they started grouping up again. That's why they collected, like, these goddamn unions and all this shit. And then they said, well, you're talking about unions, then you're for the corporation. No, I'm not for the fucking fascist either. Those motherfuckers should have hung, because how did they get control of the resources that they were fucking slaving the people to take out of the fucking ground and manufacture? How'd they get them? They belong to the fucking people. The people were rich in the resource without even picking up a fucking shovel. But the people were too fucking stupid to know. They couldn't read at a third grade level. They pumped migrants in here from fucking places like Ireland with people so fucking dumb who couldn't even speak the fucking language. And they fuck, oh, yeah, I can eat if I dig fucking the coal out that belongs to these American nationals. You just don't walk off the fucking boat and become an American national. No motherfucker ever had that fucking power, because that would be taking what belongs to me and giving it to a fucking foreigner without due process of the fucking law in a common law court that I am goddamn guaranteed under that fucking Bill of Rights. You see how it happened? It's just like the coal miner wars. What were they wanting? Like, the fucking coal belonged to you, dumbass. What you needed to do is step back and say, how did this fucking robber baron get possession of all that fucking coal? Oh, he paid a $5,000 lease to this fucking goddamn criminal. All right, you son of a bitch. You say you own my coal? I want to see the goddamn order from a fucking common law court where you took that fucking coal away from me, you bastard. If you can't produce it, I guess you're going to fucking court. I'm taking your fucking ass to court for treason and sedition. And for fucking fraud. But the people were just too fucking stupid. I watched a lot of these lately. I've been watching them. And I mean, goddamn crowds of fucking people. 30 fucking thousand of them. And a fucking handful of cops just beat them the hell out and beat them. And I realized what was fucking wrong. I realized what the problem was. In the first place, they were ignorant son of a bitches who didn't understand their fucking rights. In the second place, none of them had a fucking gun. That many people, they could have wiped everybody out in that whole fucking city. But they came in and just put their little poking their signs up in the air, and they run over with horses, beat the hell out of them, jail them, kill them, shoot into fucking crowds. But if every one of them would have had a gun, fuck, it would have been over. There wouldn't even, out there, the motherfuckers would have went home and burned their goddamn uniforms and pretended that they'd have went out there with the other people. Yeah, let's kill them guys. That was the problem. But you know what? We got the fucking guns now. And we got no fucking excuses. You don't send fucking 200. You send 20,000. They come up with 20,000. You send 60,000. We got the goddamn people. We got the goddamn guns. We got to use them. Unless you want your fucking grandchildren to be fucking little faggots and fucking transvestites, and you need to fucking start taking the goddamn women. These goddamn women who don't have a fucking clue of what's going on, who they're putting all the fucking power in the hands of, and beating those fucking bitches down into the ground. And tell them, you don't got a goddamn sack, bitch. And that's not, no offense against the ladies from the trenches who will fucking take a goddamn gun and shoot one of these fucking communist son of a bitches. That shoot, if that ain't the attitude of your woman to protect her children with her fucking life if she has to, then she's a goddamn worthless piece of shit. And that's just the fucking way it is. Anyway, we're past the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, just kind of think about it. Go back and watch some of them old films and look at the goddamn people they had. And what was the fucking problem? They didn't have no fucking guns. The miners now, they fucking lit them up good a couple of times, but they had the infiltrators. And the private industry was dropping fucking bombs on them out of private fucking planes, and it wasn't none of the government's business. Well, there was no fucking government. The government was the corporation. That's what the people didn't fucking understand, but we do. We have no fucking excuse for allowing this shit, and that is the Word from the Trenches.